The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Well, let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain. And I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach, but that it had done miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all the people in the office, like, they wrote down everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. He was right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time, and something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression in the wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications, and there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high, and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this time it worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question because there's so much I would want to say. If the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this, don't let that hold you back, because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident, because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is, and it's awesome to discover at 40 that a whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but... I trusted my therapist so much, and I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that, and it's so effective. It's the best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story. But you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection. And then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We have returned. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Thanks for joining us. Lee, you gave me the title for this segment. It's called Disease, a Process, or an Event. I'm fascinated. What does that mean?
Well, if you take a look at health issues that come up, we have accidents, injuries, we have infections, and these are often events. I mean, they're a function of what you were doing, the choices you made at the time of the event or shortly before it. Disease is different. Disease, things such as rheumatoid arthritis or high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, MS, Parkinson's, these are not events. These are a process that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And truthfully, that gets ignored in our society of disease care. See, if you take a look at a model for disease process, it could go something like this. There's an aberrant or breakdown in communication.
Okay.
Most of us not aware of that. This can then lead to altered function.
Correct.
Altered function over a period of time will inevitably lead to altered structure. Now, altered structure is pathology. It's disease.
That's the stuff we spot.
Yes, yes. The disease care approach enters the picture at the level of pathology.
Right.
This is typically where they can see it, test it, measure it. But it is also at this level that permanent damage has occurred, permanent change, and often irreversible change.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Sure.
Let's say there's an alteration in communication that results in an acid issue in your stomach. Too much acid is being produced. Over a period of time, now that's a change of function. Mm-hmm. You see, we've got the interference in terms of communication. We've got the change in function. Now, if that goes on for a long enough period of time, it can eat away at the esophagus, and this starts resulting in a thing called Barrett's esophagus. You see, ultimately could even turn into esophageal cancer.
Sure.
That's a permanent change. That's a structural change. That is pathology.
And that all comes from a problem with communication between the brain and the body.
It could do. When you start taking a look at aberrant communication, it comes in three levels. One, it can occur in a structural level. It can occur in a chemical level, or it can occur in an emotional level. You see, so the actual causes of loss of communication are multitude, many, many different ways. One of the things that they can do, not the only thing, but one of the things that can do is kick out a circuit breaker and result in a compromise in the brain-body connection. When that happens, that's what we deal with,
sure.
You see. But it's not the only cause. So when you start taking a look at disease process, if you're going to wait till the end, when you've got it, you're kind of left with permanent damage and limited choices. What's more powerful, just as a question here for you,
okay.
What is more powerful than having a bigger missile system than our worst enemy?
I have no idea. So what's more powerful than having a bigger missile than the other guy?
Or more missiles okay. than, let's say, Russia.
Well, okay, I'll buy it. What's more powerful?
Yeah. Well, you know, the answer is having a missile interception system that neutralizes the missiles before they ever become a threat.
In other words, sure, you don't need more if you can stop the ones that come in.
Exactly.
Terrific
it's not
defense.
Mutual destruction anymore. You just...
It's like professional football. The best defense quite often wins the big game.
That's so true.
It
I
is.
Hadn't thought of it that way, but that's so true. So it's really the same with our health. How powerful it would be to be able to intercept and neutralize that disease process before it progresses far enough along to cause damage. And this is our mission at the Yardley Institute. Restoring control systems in the body, as we do at the Yardley Institute, does not correct the cause of all disease. But with few exceptions, most disease processes have at some time responded to the work that we do. The real contribution of the Institute is not the many thousands of people that have received help when all else has failed.
It's not.
No, even more than that is the tens of thousands of people that would have developed diseases had they not come in and got their brain-body connection corrected. You know, Frank, many of us are seeing our parents. We see them age, we see the quality of life deteriorating, and we're asking ourselves the question, what can I do to reduce the likelihood that I will end up like them? You know, and eating well, exercising, minimizing drugs, these are all important. But what most of us are not aware of is that the stresses, and all of us have stress in life, we have chemical stress, emotional stress, we have physical stress, and oftentimes that results in a compromise in the brain-body connection. And if that's left undetected, uncorrected, many years later, then the disease process surfaces. You have to ask yourself, do I want to wait until the damage is done? Or would I rather intercept that missile before they get close?
So, Lee, I have to ask you, of all the people that come and see you, right, a lot of them I know have a pathology, they have a symptom, something that's troubling them, but what percentage, is there a number that you can give me for people that haven't manifested anything like that?
Amazingly, it's about 30%.
30%.
Almost one in three of the people that we see come in saying, I'm not hurting, I don't have a problem, but I realize choices I make today are going to affect me 10, 20, and 30 years down the road, and I would like to make the right choices.
So when you restore the brain and body connection for them, what do they experience?
Well, for many of them, they do start talking about, oh, I'm sleeping better at night. I have more energy than I did before. They sometimes come in not realizing that the cholesterol, you know, that they're taking medications for, suddenly it starts normalizing. Some of them, the weight starts coming off, although that's not that's a direct result of them changing their lifestyle choices.
So what we're really talking about is a great improvement in the quality of life.
Exactly.
Well, that's certainly been my case, Dr. Yardley. Since I started seeing you, there were periods where I would have back pain, where I would have trouble standing for any length of time. That's pretty much gone. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. In a minute, we're going to chat with John, who's a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley's. But first, I wanted to share with you kind of an update on me and where I'm at. It's been almost a year since I started treatment with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and what I've experienced since then is I don't get to see him enough, right? And what I mean by that is that there's a whole lot of business people. They want you in there all the time. That's how they make their money. Dr. Yardley's different. Right, his goal is to make sure that he sees you when you need to be seen, make sure that you're keeping up with the treatments and that you're staying in good health. And my joint pain is so gone that if I ever do, like, hit my knee or something, I'm reminded, wow, I used to feel this way a lot. The sciatica was gone. In fact, I didn't even remember I had it, honestly, until my friend Ron Upshaw, who's in radio at Cairo. He's a patient of Dr. Yardley. He mentioned sciatica and that he'd had that. And then I remember, oh, my gosh, I used to have this. My sleep is better, and I don't have headaches, etc. I think the other thing I noticed about Dr. Yardley is when I do see him, because obviously I go check in, and you may know this, that I think 40% of Dr. Yardley's patients are there for preventative reasons, to make sure that they don't end up in pain as we age. When I do go see him, his memory about me and what I was suffering from is magnificent. His interest in what I'm doing is always there. And every time I go in and I have chats with people in the welcome area, I'm just regaled with the same stories, right? That people have had these same experiences. And I do run into people who will say, you know, I've tried other treatments and these things have not worked for me and I still find myself in pain. And I always say to them, hey, have you heard anyone talk with you about the brain-body connection? Have you ever worked with someone who concentrates on something so specific and has done it for so many years? And rarely do you have someone say, you know, yeah, in fact, I've never met someone, not a patient of Lee Yardley, who's had that experience. Because, look, he's devoted his life to this. What he does is rare. What he does for me and as for so many others is remarkable and effective. And I just can't thank him enough for it. So, hey, we're going to shift gears and I'm going to talk right now to John. So let's go talk to John. So you had quite a story about how you got injured and ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I worked construction and I was up on a wall and I fell and I caught myself on a beam on the way down. And doing that, I wrenched my shoulder and my neck. And so I was in a lot of pain. I tried to keep working, but I was having to use my left arm to lift my right arm. And that went on for a few weeks. And I'd been going to chiropractors since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't helping. I'd gone for x-rays and didn't show anything. And after MRI showed that there was a fracture there, they said, basically, there's nothing that we can do. You can't put a cast on a shoulder and it'll eventually heal. But, you know, there's nothing really we can do for it then. So I continued with chiropractic. After a while, I listened to KTTH all the time. I'd heard Dr. Yardley advertised, and so I decided to give him a try. And within about 2 weeks of starting care with him, the pain was completely gone.
So, awesome.
And I'd been in pain for, you know, I'd been having to, even like to comb my hair or whatever, having to use my left arm to lift my right arm and, you know, put a shirt on, have to kind of turn sideways so I didn't have to lift my right arm to put my shirt on, you know. And so within a couple of weeks, the pain was gone.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, look, I'm a patient too. And so my experience was, maybe you've heard me say this in the air, the first time I got treated by Dr. Yardley, I honestly thought, wait a minute, did this guy do anything? Because it's so gentle and non-invasive that I walked out going, oh, okay, honestly, something happened. But then it was 2 days later for me, and I had joint pain, right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, gone. And you had the same experience about the gentleness of the care, non-invasive?
When he did his first adjustment, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything move. I didn't hear anything. I was, you know, I wondered if it was actually going to work, but I was willing to give it a try. I was so much pain.
Yeah. And then you went through, I guess, a busy period in your time or in your life, and you weren't going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah, when the crash happened, I worked construction, so we were hit pretty hard, and I made a financial decision instead of a medical decision to stop going to see him. And I was okay for a while, and my health just kind of tapered off until about December of last year. I had been getting worse and worse. I'd been going to another chiropractor, and a different chiropractor was doing adjustments on me about twice a week just to keep me where I could sleep at night. I was having numbness that was developing in my shoulder, and that eventually grew and spread to where my whole arm was numb, as if I was asleep on it. So I decided I'd go back to Dr. Yardley again. And again, it was within about 2 weeks of returning to care under Dr. Yardley again that the numbness was gone. The pain was gone. I wasn't going back to the other chiropractor because I didn't need to. My neck was more stable and the spine was more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go to Dr. Yardley for preventative care, right? You know, so you go through and the pain is gone. And then I guess probably 40% of his patients, like me, are just there for preventative care.
Yeah. And I wish I had kept doing that. I didn't, but I will now. Yeah. I'm not stopping anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you listening today. Dr. Yardley, we wanted to talk about high blood pressure in this segment. What exactly is considered normal high and low blood pressure? Because I actually have, thanks to my mother's plumbing, I have relatively low blood pressure. I've never had even normal blood pressure. It's been slightly low.
Mm. And see, you know, both high and low blood pressure brings their own problems. High blood pressure carries with it the risk of creating kidney damage or blowing out a vessel or causing a stroke. Whereas low blood pressure can make you feel lethargic. It can cause you to have dizziness. It can create its own problems as well. I generally say, and you know, that low blood pressure being in that direction is a little better than the high blood pressure.
It's much better, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Because invariably with age and with our diet and what we do, the body tends to start going in the high direction.
Sure.
But when you get your blood pressure measured, you know, what is high blood pressure? What is low? Well, there's two numbers that are measured. One's called the systolic, the other's called diastolic. Now, the systolic, the higher number, you want it to be below 140. If it's 140 to 150, it's considered borderline. Okay. And if it's above 150, it's high. And if it's up around 180, 200 or higher, that's stroke level. That's very dangerous. You don't want it left there. You need to get it put down. Okay. Brought it back down. So one way or the other. Now, the lower number, the diastolic number, if it's below 90, it's generally considered safe. 90 to 95 is considered borderline. Anything above 95 is considered high. So when you look at blood pressure, though, a lot of people are kind of led to believe that the lower the blood pressure, the better. And so what happens is you've got someone that's got 139. Mm-hmm. It's not yet 140 to 150. Right. It's below the 140, and a clinician's going to put them on medication to bring it down. And yet, if you take a look at the studies have shown no health benefit to be derived as a result of lowering blood pressure that's within a normal range. So
really?
That's okay. Correct. That's correct. Pretty recent study, actually, in the last couple of years, that study came out.
So when we're talking about the causes of high blood pressure and primarily hypertension, what causes it?
Well, it's interesting because the most common form of blood pressure that's diagnosed is what we call primary hypertension.
Right.
And primary hypertension, there is no known cause. In other words,
just comes out of nowhere?
It doesn't, but
that's a leading question.
Yeah, it doesn't, but there's always, for every effect, there's a cause.
Okay,
it's a principle in life.
Sure,
for every cause, there effect, there is a cause. But medically, that cause is not known. Primary hypertension has no known cause. So what do you do with it? Well, you contain it. You contain it by putting a person on medication. What does that do? It protects them from damaging the kidneys. It protects from a potential stroke. And those are very well intended outcomes.
But wait a minute, there are side effects, aren't there, to hypertension medicine usually?
Sure. You can have, it can bring out problems such as sexual dysfunction, fatigue, reduced energy levels. There are a number of...
Is that irregular heartbeat? Have I heard that
too? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, irregular heartbeat's another thing that can come about as a result of the medication. So the thing about it is that there was a study actually done.
Okay.
It was published back in, I believe it was April of 2007, in the most prestigious journal on hypertension on the planet. And it's called the Journal of Human Hypertension. And in this particular study, they took 50 people. And they all had high blood pressure. They were all taken off the medication. It was actually monitored by the University of Chicago Medical School, team of medical physicians. And then 25 of the 50 received a very specific correction to correct the brain-body connection. The other 25 thought they got it. It was a sham adjustment. They thought that they had had it done, but they really hadn't.
The 25 that got the real deal, mm-hmm. did they get the Yardley-style real deal?
Exactly. It's exactly what
we did. Did you do it?
I did not do it.
Okay.
Yeah, one of our certified instructors, he's actually 91, was part of the study, and it was in Chicago. And anyhow, so the thing, they all thought they got the same thing,
okay.
you see, but they were monitored for the next 8 weeks.
Tell me about the results.
The 25 that got the correct adjustment, their blood pressure dropped, the equivalent of taking not one, but two hypertensive medications.
Okay, now let's wait. We need to repeat that
yes.
for those that missed it. So of the 25 in this study that got the correct Dr. Yardley-style correction,
mm-hmm.
their blood pressure became normal.
Yes. It reduced the equivalent of one or two hypertensive medications.
Well, how about the group that thought they got the Yardley treatment?
No change whatsoever.
That's a pretty significant study.
Yes. And what was not published is they then went back to the 25 that didn't get the adjustment mm-hmm. and gave them the chance to come in and get the real adjustment. Their blood pressure dropped the same way.
You're grinning at me here.
Yeah.
You don't usually get so pleased about it.
This is exciting.
Well, how does this work? Yeah, we've got about a minute here. Explain how it is that correcting the brain and body connection can have that kind of a dramatic impact on hypertension.
Within the brain-body connection, there are centers that control our blood pressure, the rate of our heart beating, breathing in the lungs, acidity levels in the stomach, even the production of cholesterol by the liver. And this area is so incredibly delicate that it's susceptible to even minute changes mechanically, things that people wouldn't even know about, things that don't even show up on regular X-ray.
This is the kind of stuff when people, when you do the correction, they say, well, he didn't do anything.
That's exactly right. But their bodies begin to change.
It's amazing. And how consistent do you see this kind of change in your practice? Do you see a lot of people have their blood pressure corrected by your correction?
Well, we don't actually accept people for treatment of blood pressure problems.
Yes.
We do treat people that have a compromised brain-body connection. And many of them that have had blood pressure problems, it does normalize.
Amazing.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley. And Dr. Yardley, in a minute, we're going to be joined by a special guest, a patient of yours. And Dennis, why don't you tell us what health conditions you were dealing with when you went into the Yardley Institute?
Well, I was really having some sharp pains like mid-back, shoulder blade, and it was just really, really bad. I had been under some other chiropractic care, but it just wasn't working for me, so I decided to give the Yardley Institute a try.
Yeah, I imagine those conditions sound familiar to you, Dr. Yardley, with Dennis's background.
Well, that's true. But, you know, we deal with low back pain, we deal with neck pain. But when you get that mid-back pain, it is a tension-getting. It's like a knife stabbing you. And you don't ignore it. Really don't ignore it.
Yeah. And so, Dennis, how is this impacting your life, the conditions you're on, or your daily routine? Were there like activities you could no longer do with the pain as it was?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty serious. Sleeping was an issue, getting in and out of bed, any sort of twisting, turning. Work life was miserable. I was pretty much, you know, in pain a lot of the time, and in turn was kind of grumpy with people around me.
Not your usual personality, I might say.
Right. Yes.
And this had been going on for about 2 years, too, hadn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, it was about 2 years that I sort of put up with it before I was brave enough to try something else.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about when you first received the care, the gentle care that you get from Dr. Yardley, your first upper cervical treatment, what do you think about? How do you remember that first time Dr. Yardley provided you that treatment?
Well, to be honest, after I got my first adjustment, I wasn't sure that anything really happened. It's such a light touch, a very precise touch. It didn't feel like a normal chiropractic treatment where you hear bones cracking or moving. But I'll tell you, that night I could really tell that something was happening in my body.
And then he went right out and banged his head on the car.
Yeah, I did do that, yes.
I thought we were on the same side, but I was wondering at that point. But we hung in there, and
yes,
we saw some good changes.
So, Dennis, prior to this, prior to going to the Yardley Institute, what are the things that you try to resolve this problem?
Well, certainly I was taking a lot of Tylenol. Like I said, I was under some chiropractic care. It got to the point where I felt as bad after that chiropractic care as when I got in. I was trying to cover the pain a lot. Say that.
And Dr. Yardley, I know you track this because I know you are always operate on data. And Dennis, I want to ask you to describe sort of the improvement in your condition as you began to receive this care from Dr. Yardley. And I know the doctor keeps up on these things too. So how did you see improvement? What did it feel like?
Oh, it was almost immediate after that first adjustment that, you know, I felt the whole body sort of get back into alignment, and that stabbing pain was gradually going away, which is not something I had experienced for, you know, over 2 years. So I could feel my body changing.
Doctor, I know you track these things too.
We do. We're running metrics every visit. We don't adjust every visit. Our goal is not to addict people to being adjusted. We want to addict them to feeling good. Dennis is an IT guy, so he's very data-based. And so he could see us tracking this information, creating a database, and tracking what was going on.
So, Dennis, I bet that's a relief to know someone's operating with data in mind. And I want to ask you, how's your life changed now? So you say after the first treatment with Dr. Yardley, you could feel this relief. So talk about the improvement in your life, things you're able to do that maybe you weren't able to do before.
Yeah, so obviously the biggest thing was I could, you know, no longer feel that stabbing pain between my shoulders. I sleep way, way better. And, you know, I like to think that my attitude at work and home has improved because I'm feeling better. I'm not in pain all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's people who will consider something like going to the Institute, and they'll sit on that fence. So what do you say to people who are, they know about Dr. Yardley, but they're putting it off?
Well, I think I've heard you say it a million times. You know, I was sorry that I waited. Just going to talk with him initially really gave me the confidence that he could find the root cause and not just cover it up with, you know, some kind of adjustment, but find the root cause and treat that.
Yeah.
And get my body back into the ability to heal itself.
Yeah. One of the things that amazes me,
I would say don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. One of the things that amazes me, because I'm a patient of Dr. Yardley's, is there's always, it seems to me, there's so often conditions that people don't expect to see improved. And did you see that with Dennis's case? There were things that he wasn't reporting. Or Dennis, did you get improvement in areas you didn't expect to see improvement?
Well, I think the sleeping better at night. See, the sleep-awake cycle is in that brain-body connection. And that's something that we get a lot of reports on. Also, his personality, his mood improved. He's a nice guy anyway.
Yeah.
He just got better.
So I take it you would recommend Dr. Yardley to other people, Dennis.
Oh, very much so. And I'm sort of a little evangelist here at work with people, you know, recommending that they try something different, than the Yardley Institute is a wonderful place to do that.
Yeah, I've always felt very, very welcomed there. And what are you looking forward to now with life change to the Yardley Institute? How's your life going to change on a go-forward basis?
Well, you know, certainly getting my body to heal itself is, you know, the ultimate goal. And continuing to feel good and do things that, you know, I might not have tried before because I just thought it would be too painful. So just living life to the fullest.
Yeah. Dr. Yardley, I want you to close this off. Dennis is your patient, not mine.
Yes.
So the biggest improvement you've seen with Dennis, what's been most remarkable for you?
I always have enjoyed seeing Dennis, but I remember when he first came in and the discussions we had. And it's just a joy to go in and see Dennis on each of his visits because he's smiling, he's up, he's ready to roll. And I just really like that about Dennis.
Yeah. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic. Yeah. I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Lest I jinx this.
Yeah. And you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ran in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not yet encountered that, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died.
Yeah.
And I got that and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And so, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active your life. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing, because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout. And with me not being able to be there, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. You're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me and I didn't even realize it about headaches. Cause I mm-hmm. the other day was talking to someone and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like, I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously. I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep, which just really blows me away.
Yeah, yeah. And so you said... there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but what about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they mean well, but oftentimes they're seeking a program or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
It's fascinating, because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body, because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding
me. You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been an experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our age. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk, that is exactly what drove me into him. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having. and I couldn't do the continued medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the way, but none of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you. And I'm getting the contact high watching you be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't, when I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do. And Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, don't wait, do this.
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was, I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes. Yeah. And it's just, it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio, 97.3 FM.